The Pentagon says review hearings will get underway this week for detainees being held at the U.S. Naval Base at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. The hearings are the first opportunity for the nearly 600 prisoners there to challenge their detention. The military has also loosened limits on the press at Guantanamo after the abuses at Iraq's Abu Ghraib prison came to light. NPR's Jackie Northam has just returned from a week-long visit to the base, and she has this report.
For more than 2.5 years, the U.S. Naval Base at Guantanamo Bay has been an unwelcoming military post on the southwest tip of Cuba. Watchtowers and razor wire surround the cell blocks where detainees are being held, and visitors were given only very limited access to the buildings and the people. But in the past few weeks, much has changed at Guantanamo Bay.
What you're in here now, you're in what's called Gold Building, and this is an interrogation building. There are interrogations going on right now.
Steve Rodriguez has been the chief of interrogations at Guantanamo for more than a year. There's an air of secrecy about Rodriguez. Heavy set and sporting a goatee, he refuses to remove his sunglasses for any photographs or videotaped interviews. Rodriguez says since the abuse scandal at Iraq's Abu Ghraib prison broke, his operation has come under increased scrutiny.
In my opinion, and this is just my opinion only, there's been a tremendous amount of negative publicity that has gone about abuses, possible abuses, how we treat the detainees. And this is, I believe, is a concerted effort to try to open up to the press and to the public to say, this is what we're doing, and so don't speculate about what we're doing. We want to show you what we're doing.
What they're showing is selective. There's tight security at Guantanamo. All photographs, audio, and videotapes taken at the base are screened by officials. And visitors don't go anywhere without a minder.
Nobody has any satellite phones or anything of that nature today? I'm the security person, so I'll be bugging you all day.
But there is an opportunity to see much more than before, including an interrogation. On this visit, a group of reporters were crowded into a small, darkened room with two-way mirrors on the walls, so you can see but not hear what is happening in the adjoining rooms. In one of the rooms, a prisoner sits in a chair, waiting for his interrogator to appear. His left leg is chained to an iron restraint in the floor. In the other room, an interrogation is already underway. It's an unexciting process. An older prisoner and a much younger interrogator are talking calmly. Rodriguez says Guantanamo interrogators use standard techniques.
They're basically elicitation techniques. It's basically talking to the individual and using, if you will, psychological approaches to eliciting information. None of it is physical. There's no coercion, if you will. It's pretty benign techniques.
Rodriguez admits there are times when a tougher approach to interrogations is needed, but he won't elaborate on what techniques they use in those cases. He and other officials at Guantanamo routinely stress that all prisoners are treated humanely. Previously, visitors could only see detainees from a distance in the medium security prisons. The military now allows access to a maximum security cell block. Each of the 48 cells in this block are occupied. All of the prisoners are dressed in orange jumpsuits. Some lay dozing on their beds in the sweltering heat. A few cover their faces, but occasionally take a quick peek at the visitors. The prisoners are regularly removed from their cells and taken for questioning. Interrogations are key to the mission at Guantanamo, and a new prison block was designed to move certain prisoners more efficiently to interrogation cells.
Have your badges, please?
Camp 5, another maximum security prison, opened in May. It's a two-story, high-tech facility and the first prison at Guantanamo to have hard walls rather than chain-link walls. Sergeant Major Anthony Mendez says the 50 inmates in Camp 5 are considered hardcore leaders.
The individuals that we do have here in this facility are the ones that have been identified as the hardcore leaders and of very high value as far as the interrogation space. They were not very compliant with the interrogators, but yet had a lot of influence with the other detainees. So we went ahead and segregated those detainees and moved them in this one area.
Across the road from Camp 5 is another new maximum security prison. Camp Echo is smaller than the others and houses the four prisoners who have been charged with war crimes so far. Journalists are not allowed to see those detainees. Some of the access and routine may have been altered in the wake of the Iraqi prison abuse scandal, but Guantanamo Bay is still a military detention site. Jackie Northam, NPR News.